This week, Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry will begin moving a 252-foot-long, 700-ton German submarine, so it'll be protected from rough Chicago weather. The U-505 was captured off the coast of Africa in 1944. It'll be moved to a new spot, 1,000 feet away from its current location and 42 feet underground. And as the museum's director of exhibits, Ed McDonald, explains, that's no small task.
For the last week and a half, we have lifted it approximately 5 feet into the air. We were able to remove the concrete stabilizers that were holding it in place. We have since put in 18 sets of truck dollies, approximately 144 truck tires that it's now sitting on, that will begin to roll on Thursday morning to its new location.
You make it sound easy, but it is a pretty big piece of property.
I have really condensed down the process. It's a very slow and very tedious process. It only goes up about 4 inches at a time. Till it got to the 5-foot mark and done very slowly and making sure that the boat is kept level and the best way for the artifact. For the last 2 years, we had been conserving the boat. We had made sure that everything inside is structurally sound. We've been repairing and replacing structural members. We've done a complete computer stress analysis on the boat. We have repainted it. We have gone through it every little inch by inch to make sure that it is structurally capable of withstanding this move.
So now that you have it on these dollies, how do you move it from one side of the building all the way around to the other?
Well, these dollies are actually self-propelled. Of the 18 sets of those, 13 of those are capable of pushing or pulling, depending upon where they're located. And they're also, each set is individually able to turn. So if you could just imagine a very large truck with tires that are able to turn front and back and move ever so slowly. And when I say so slowly, we're moving at about 5 feet an hour. It will slide across some very large bridge beams over to towers that will then reverse jack it down 4 inches at a time until it gets into its new location.
Now, when you're moving it to that new spot, going around these corners, how do you make the corners?
Very simply, if you can imagine doing a three-point turnaround with a 252-foot-long object, it actually works out to be a series of probably 10 or 12-point turns. So it'll be a very slow, very tedious, and very cautious set of operations that will allow us to move the boat through the turns. We have a total of three 90-degree turns that we do have to make in the course of it getting to its new home.
You know how you always get advice on how to parallel park from people standing on the sidewalk? I wonder
Oh, yes.
If you're going to be having a chorus of people watching you, giving you, thinking they have a better way to get this submarine around the building.
Well, what's interesting is the company that we have hired to move the boat, Norsar, which is out of Everett, Washington, has actually had quite a bit of experience on moving ships across land. So they're quite used to being, shall we say, armchair quarterbacked along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used to having other people try to suggest different ways of doing it. However, since they are the experts, they are calling the shots.
Mr. McDonald, best of luck.
Well, I thank you.
Ed McDonald is Director of Exhibit Projects at Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry.